We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Another big decision is at wide receiver. We've talked a little bit about this, Dustin, and I really think it's very important for the Browns to bring back Jarvis Landry. I know ideally they'd like to cut his salary, but I think the way to do that is maybe offer him a long-term extension, making less money per year than he would, you know, a little less money next year, but give him some guaranteed money over the next couple of years. I thought Garrett Bush, our buddy, who, of course, has the barbershop on the weekends, had a really good tweet thread about Jarvis. He said, if you're going to be patient with Baker, which I'm not, but if you're going to be, he's talking to people that are going to be, you must be patient with other guys who were injured like Jarvis. You must bring him back. I've seen this movie too many times. You can't get rid of Jarvis and replace him with a rookie you think is the missing link. Patience ain't me, but I'll hear you out. Don't preach patience when it's only convenient. Jarvis is widely popular amongst players. Getting rid of him after OBJ makes it harder to land free agents. Jarvis had knee surgery during the season and played the entire 2019 season hurt. Any rookie wide receiver the Browns take in the first round will be exponentially better with Jarvis Landry on this roster than off. He can teach toughness, route running, and how to become a number one receiver in the NFL. He also can be a number two wide receiver effective in the slot. Less talented wide receiver doesn't make sense. I think he's dead on. Even if I can't cut his salary, I cannot get rid of Jarvis Landry. I think it would be a huge mistake by the Browns. He's not a superstar, and he is a little overpaid technically for his production. But I think part of his production issue is the fact that his quarterback is not productive. I think if Jarvis Landry were playing with a better quarterback, that his numbers would be commensurate with, you know, what they were. And think about this guy who has missed virtually no time in his career, right? He's barely missed any games in his career. He's been one of the most consistent wide receivers in the NFL. I'm not saying he was perfect. He had some drops this year, more than you'd expect. But the guy always plays hard. He's a great leader. And think about it, Dustin. He's never had a great quarterback. He played with Tannehill for a little bit before Tannehill really found his groove with the Titans. You know, Tannehill was decent with Miami, but he's taken his game up a notch being with Tennessee, of course. And then after that, he played with you know, lousy quarterbacks in Miami. He's been here with Baker and this mess. He has not played with any top 10 quarterbacks, and yet he has been one of the most consistent, reliable wide receivers in the NFL. He may not be a superstar. He may be a little overpaid based on his production, but I think Garrett's right on the money. I do not think you can let Jarvis Landry leave this team. I think it would be a huge mistake, and I think he brings a big point. Jarvis is a leader. He's well-respected on the team. He plays through injury and doesn't complain about it, unlike others. I think it sends a bad message to the team and to free agents to let Jarvis Landry go.
My only concern here is actually, does Jarvis Landry want to be here? Because down the stretch, when Baker was not playing well, yeah, and everyone talks about Jarvis Landry's leadership, we didn't hear from him, which was a little bit surprising to me, and kind of let me down a little bit, because I expect Jarvis to kind of be out there at the forefront of this thing and try to get ahead of everything. And when there was some reports out there, like he could have easily got in front of a microphone and shut down some of that stuff. He could have had Baker's back, which he didn't. You know, they're going to probably ask him to take a pay cut. And if I'm Jarvis, like, if I don't want to be here, if I want to go to a team that's got a better quarterback and it's a better team and gives me a better chance to win, I may consider bolting, and it may not even be at the Browns' Browns' choice if he stays or goes, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, yeah, he is under contract. If they're willing to pay him his current contract, then he wouldn't have a choice. I guess he could force his way out. That's possible. Yeah, if he really doesn't want to be here, it was weird that he didn't talk down the stretch. It was disappointing. That's, I mean, the only thing you can criticize him for.
I think he was really taken aback by how the Odell situation went down.
Maybe. And maybe he didn't want to talk because he didn't want to say the wrong thing. I don't, you know, maybe, who knows? But overall,
I will never question Jarvis's toughness. I'll never question his, you know, wantingness to be out there. I mean, he played in the last game and actually had one of his better games of the season against the Bengals in their backups. But I think that Jarvis is a quality player. He's a quality asset to have, especially if they're going to draft a young receiver in the first round. To have him around, I think that would be very, very helpful. But I do think the number's high. And I kind of wonder where his headspace is right now after this past season and what he thinks about his quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
I think that's a fair question. I think that might not matter if they do get a better quarterback. But if Baker stays, yes, that is part of the equation. I don't know. We don't know what he thinks right now. You know, just because he didn't talk to the media doesn't necessarily mean he was not leading within the locker room. But yes, I don't like that he didn't talk to the media down the stretch. I think that was disappointing because he's been a vocal someone who has not been afraid to speak. So, yeah, I agree with you that it was disappointing that he didn't speak. But I think, by and large, Jarvis Landry's track record in Cleveland has been phenomenal, both on and off the field and in terms of leadership. And I would hate to see him go. But I guess we'll see. I don't know, man. I mean, listen, is the number a little high? Sure. Didn't the Patriots pay Kendrick Bourne $15 million last year? The cap's going up significantly. They can afford it. It's only 1 year at this point. Again, I would be looking to extend them. I think you make a great point. Whether he wants to be here or not, did he not talk because he didn't want to be here? Or I don't know. That's entirely possible. And if he doesn't want to be here, then yeah, they probably will move on from him. The bottom line is, though, the Browns are a better team in 2022 with Jarvis Landry. And if they have to let him go, they better find another veteran to bring in that can do, you know, what he can do or even better. Because if you're just going to go with, you know, whoever you draft in the first round and the collection of, you know, guys you have already, you know, if I'm a quarter, like, let's say they are trying to trade for Deshaun Watson or Matt Ryan. Like, do you think those guys want to come here if the most proven wide receiver is Donovan Peoples-Jones or Rashard Higgins? I want better receivers than that.
Yeah, I do too.
So, you know, and I think a lot of those guys would like to play with Jarvis. So it's a tricky spot because you can't just pay anybody everything, but the guy's a proven player. He's put up the numbers consistently. He didn't, you know, he missed four games this year for the first time in his career. He'd only missed one game before this in his whole career, and that was due to close contact on COVID last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he missed, what did he miss, three games due to injury this year and then one because of COVID. But I don't know, man. I would do everything in my power that, you know, assuming Jarvis, even if Jarvis may not want to be here right now, I'm trying to convince him to stay, and I'm you know, doing what it takes to keep him. OJB tweets, they have to restructure Landry's deal, something like 3 years, $30 million. Why do we have to restructure? At this point, it's a one-year deal. Like, they're not up against the cap. Why do they have to restructure it?
They don't have to, but it would give them some flexibility. I mean, that's a lot of money to pay to a receiver that it just scored two touchdowns for you.
Yeah. PJ Adams says, I think you're severely overrating Landry. Slot receivers are a dime a dozen, and even close to his current salary, he isn't worth it. I don't agree with that. I just completely disagree with that. I would agree that based on his production the last couple of years, he's a little overpaid. If you look at look at some of the numbers that some of those wide receivers signed for last year, 10, 12 million, 15 million for a bunch of mediocre receivers. Jarvis Landry's not mediocre. He's a good wide receiver. Again, his production this year wasn't as good as it's been, but that's not all on him.
True.
You know? So, I don't know. Guy's been pretty reliable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.